This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Swiss President Voila Amird announced Thursday it will convene an international Ukraine peace summit June 15th and 16th at the Switzerland's Bürgenstock Resort. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Swiss officials said more than 160 delegations from around the world had been invited to the summit, including the United States and China. When the summit was first announced last month, Swiss Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis insisted Russia had been invited to participate, but refused. Russian President Vladimir Putin later insisted they were not invited and dismissed the summit as a U.S.-orchestrated plot. While China indicated at the time it would support such a summit, its foreign ministry spokesman said a lot of work would need to be done before such a peace conference could take place. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
President Biden is speaking out against violent protests on college campuses over the war in Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
His last public comment about the protests was 10 days ago. Since then, the tensions have grown. GOP challenger Donald Trump says the president must do something. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he could start by condemning the protesters. But apart from condemning anti-Semitism, the White House has largely stayed out of it.
Americans have the right to peacefully protest.
While spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says some demonstrations have crossed the line.
Forcibly taking over a building is not peaceful.
She's repeatedly deflected questions about whether police should have been called in and if schools should discipline the protesters. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union has announced an aid package for Lebanon of 1 billion euros that will mostly go to strengthening border control to halt the flow of asylum seekers and migrants from the small crisis-racked country across the Mediterranean Sea to Cyprus and Italy. It comes against a backdrop of increasing hostility towards Syrian refugees in Lebanon. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. At a time of rising anti-Semitism, Holocaust survivors take on denial and hate in a new digital campaign. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
The campaign, called Cancel Hate, features videos of survivors from around the globe reading Holocaust denial posts from different social media platforms. Holocaust survivor Hedy Argent.
The Holocaust did happen. Your words matter. Cancel hate, please.
The project comes amid a backdrop of an Israeli offensive in Gaza, in which over 34,000 Palestinians have been killed so far. 1,200 Israelis were killed in a deadly Hamas attack on Israel on October the 7th. The situation in the region has led to heightening global tensions, with claims of anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents rising around the world. I'm Karen Shamas.
Democratic Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is following through on promises to undo a long-dormant law that bans all abortions except those done to save a patient's life. A signing ceremony was scheduled for Thursday on a bill to repeal the state's near-total abortion ban. There may be a months-long period during which nearly all abortions would still be outlawed. The repeal may not take effect until 90 days after the end of the legislative session in June or July. The effort to repeal the ban won final approval on Wednesday at the Arizona legislature. South Korea's National Assembly voted on Thursday to approve a bill to launch a fresh probe into the deadly 2022 Halloween crowd crush in the capital, Seoul. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The incident in the capital's Itaewon district killed nearly 160 people. The country's National Assembly voted to approve the bill, backed by both the ruling and opposition parties, to further investigate the tragedy. It comes amid growing pressure on authorities, including from relatives of the victims, to hold those responsible for the fatal crush to account. An earlier bill, backed by the opposition-led parliament but not the ruling People Power Party, was vetoed by President Yoon Suk-yeol in January. This latest bill is a compromise. It doesn't grant full investigative power to the panel, which Yoon's office said he objected to. But under the legislation, a committee recommended by two major parties and a chair chosen by them will look into the tragedy.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Thousands have rallied in the Slovak capital to protest again a controversial overhaul of the country's public radio and television services, a move that critics say would result in the government taking full control of the media. The coalition government of populist Prime Minister Robert Fico approved the measure on April 24th, and the parliament, where Fico's coalition government has a majority, is expected to approve it in June. It has been widely criticized by local journalists, the opposition, international media organizations, and the European Commission. The proposed changes would mean the public broadcaster known as RTVS would cease to exist. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.